This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, should water limitations lead to efforts to slow population growth? Plus, Crested Butte will paint the words Black Lives Matter onto the main commercial street in town. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree for this year has been chosen from the Uncompahgre Plateau on the Ouray Ranger District. The 55-foot-tall Engelmann spruce will be decorated with thousands of ornaments made by Colorado residents. In Norwood news, the Park and Recreation District received a $45,000 grant from Colorado Parks and Wildlife to plan for trails expansion. The Norwood Fire Department recently got a brand new vehicle for wildland fire support, funded by grant monies. It arrived just in time to be dispatched to the East Fork Fire near Trinidad. And the Uncompahgre Medical Clinic has received a gold tier rating from the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration, which indicates it's in the top 10% nationally. The award also came with $76,000 to improve patient care. Here are the latest COVID-19 figures for our area on confirmed cases. Mesa County reports 486 cases with 5 deaths. Delta County has had 142 cases and 2 deaths. Ouray County reports 28 cases with 1 death. Montrose County has had 325 cases and 11 deaths. And San Miguel County reports 89 cases and no deaths. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, based on the 2-week rate of new cases per 100,000 people, Mesa, Delta, and Ouray counties now have a high rate of infection. Montrose County has a medium rate, while San Miguel and Hinsdale are considered to have a low rate. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
The town of Crested Butte will paint a block's worth of their primary commercial street with the words Black Lives Matter in a strong message of solidarity with the movement against racial justice and for police reform. KBUT's Christopher Biddle has more.
The decision came after more than 3 hours of virtual discussion and a unanimous vote by the 7 council members. Some were concerned that the mural would offend people and have an adverse effect on tourist traffic. Will Dujardin is the mayor pro tem and a member of the subcommittee that recommended the mural.
We don't want people to feel like they're being ignored right now, and sometimes that's really why people start to feel like they're offended. In honesty, you know, this community is a leader in the Western Slope. It's a leader in mountain resort communities. It's no surprise to me that we were able to unify for something like this. And for the people that are offended, I would just, you know, we know that they exist, but we know that they don't represent the majority of people who want to do the right thing. And that's not to say that people who are offended don't want to do the right thing either. But we have to at least be able to say this to really start to make concrete action tangible for our community.
The town council also voted to continue the work of the subcommittee and to draft an official condemnation of racism in the community. The subcommittee also proposed changing police uniforms to quote-unquote demilitarize officers. For KBUT News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
Growth in population puts pressure on already scarce water supplies. That's the case in northern Colorado, where a proposed set of reservoirs promises to allow small suburbs to keep getting bigger. But as Luke Runyon reports, it's also stirred up a familiar debate about how the West grows and whether water should be a limiting factor.
Cars and trucks are whizzing past here along Highway 287 between Fort Collins, Colorado and Laramie, Wyoming. This valley that the highway runs through is narrow, covered in shrubs with rocky walls on both sides, sort of a geologic bathtub shape. This is the site for the Northern Integrated Supply Project's biggest reservoir. And if it ends up being built, I'd be standing more than 200 feet underwater here. Better known by its acronym, NISP would create one of the West's biggest reservoirs in the past couple decades. And with a more than $1 billion price tag, a project of this size has those who live nearby concerned. If the proposed Glade Reservoir is built, Lori Nielsen would have almost lakefront property.
Our house is situated far enough away, our property value would probably increase, you know, ironically, with a reservoir of this nature.
But in the sprawling network of proposed water pipelines and the new dam down the road, Nielsen sees a bigger force at play. Population growth.
Building reservoirs, reservoir development is something that we used to do 50 years ago or 100 years ago. We have so many more tools at our disposal now to plan for that growth that I feel like are being ignored.
People still want to come to Colorado.
Brad Wind is the general manager of Northern Water, that quasi-governmental agency that moves water through tunnels, canals, and reservoirs across a broad swath of northern Colorado.
And shutting off the water tap is probably not the means to slow the growth down.
Wind's district is pushing for NISP on behalf of 15 other water providers, mostly small suburbs with ambitions to grow.
As they bring on the anticipated growth that they're foreseeing, there is just not, in our minds, another go-to besides drying up agriculture within their vicinity.
For decades, Colorado's cities have been buying up agricultural water rights to keep up with demand. NISP, he says, is meant to curb that trend. That's the case for Erie, a rapidly growing town with an easy commute to Boulder and North Denver. It would be the largest recipient of the new project's water.
And there is no doubt that Erie needs this water to meet its build-out demands.
Paul Zylis is the town's water attorney. He was brought on in the late 80s when Erie had only one small reservoir for its drinking supply.
And it went dry. And they literally were going to have to truck water, and luckily we found a temporary solution, and from there we've moved forward.
With limited water supplies, Zylis says home prices are already rising due to the high cost of coming up with new water, either buying it from farmers or building big new buckets.
The bottom line is that if NISP doesn't get built, every one of the 15 participants are going to be on their own competing for scarce water.
And that, he says, will force suburban cities and developers to scour the countryside for farmers wanting to sell their water rights.
Yeah.
The project would tap into the Poudre River and fill its reservoir with its turbulent spring flows. That's the same time kayakers flock to its newly built whitewater park in downtown Fort Collins.
It's already pretty affected, but NISP would really increase that effect to almost there being no flooding or, you know, natural kind of rise in the river due to the snowmelt.
Evan Stafford is with American Whitewater, a river recreation advocacy group. He says a Western River's rise and fall is important, not just for recreators, but for its ecological health. High spring flows flush sediment downstream and are critical for fish and bird habitat. Without them?
It would be hard, I think, to really call it a river at that point. It becomes a drainage ditch.
Northern Water says when the project is built, they'll actually end up adding water to the river in times of low flow, and diverting the high flows are a necessary trade-off. The project still needs one more federal approval before it's considered fully permitted, and that could come as early as this fall. I'm Luke Runyon in Fort Collins, Colorado.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.